We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, she wants her neighbor to actually pay half of the bill. Half of the bill, not even the whole entire thing, because she's blaming her neighbor for the reason why she even got a bill in the first place.
Jerk or justified?
So you have to decide now. Help Chris out. Chris from Swain messaged us, 818-2899.
Swain. Hey,
Swain, yeah.
Wow. Hello, Chris in Swain, New York.
Here's a good jerk or justified episode. My neighbor came over and gave me my mail.
Uh-huh.
Very nice of him.
Mm.
But he knows I have dogs. And he was just sitting there talking and talking and talking with the door open. And now I'm in a whirlwind of crap because my dogs ended up taking off.
Oh.
I found one after he apparently looked like he got into a fight with a porcupine. He had a mouthful of quills.
Oh, no, a porcupine. They have porcupines around here?
I guess it's Swain.
Oh, my God.
Her dog found one. And now I'm off to get the other one who is at the dog pound. So, my question, would it be jerk or justified of me to ask him to pay half of the bill?
When you get your car out of the pound, you have to pay. If you get your dog out of the pound, you have to pay?
I don't know. That's a very good question. 818-2899.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay, jerk or justified to ask the neighbor who left the door open for half the bill for the vet bill and anything else?
Yeah, all the bills. All the bills that she has to deal with. And I cannot imagine, because this totally would happen to me, Chris. This absolutely, because my dog is just obnoxious when anybody comes to the door. And he is going to try his, with all his hardest, to get out. And I could see myself frantically going, oh my God, rushing around, chasing him down. Like, she probably ran out of her house barefoot, trying to chase her freaking dogs down, searching all over the place. I mean, the panic, the fear, the heartbreak, like so many emotions she was dealing with.
Wow.
All because the neighbor is trying to do a kind gesture, give her the mail, spend a little too much time talking.
Huh. Is she jerk or justified to ask him to fit half the bill? I'd say it'd be a jerk move.
Oh, jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you're a jerk, Chris. I love you. But, you know, that's what you got to deal with.
You
got to
give us an, like you ask all the other listeners, why?
Well, I'm trying to put it into words. All right. So you're responsible for your dog, not the dude, right? And if he leaves the door open, say, shut the door. Don't let the dogs out. Mm-hmm. Instead of sit there and kindly talk to him and let the dogs out. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's just some oneness. And then, you know what? And the dogs wouldn't try to, like, escape freaking Alcatraz if you gave him a little bit more room. Like, Sandy, like, you have a kept dog, man. No wonder he wants to get out.
You are just amazing.
Keep him on a piece of leather
you
all the time.
You get the tiniest little dogs, one who barely can walk. I mean, you have no idea. You have no idea what it's like, what Chris is dealing with. Too big. I don't even know if they're big dogs or little dogs or what dogs. But you have no idea. Every dog would try to dart out.
I would sue the porcupine.
Okay.
All right.
So
porcupines in Swain.
We got one tally under jerk. 818-2899. What are you voting?
What about you? You going to reserve your judgment until a few minutes?
Ah, gosh, I don't know. I feel for Chris. I can't even imagine that moment in time. But I'm going to have to say you can't. You can't build a neighbor. I'm going to have to say jerk too.
Yeah, you'll never bring your mail over again.
Yeah, you're gonna start a feud.
Jerk or justified?
Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
Chris.
It cost me $2,000.
Oh.
$2,000, Chris.
Oh, my God.
You didn't put that in your message. Okay, so now we're putting it to the jury. Thank you for calling in, Chris, to add that little detail of the story.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, honey. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Well, it's a total jerk.
Okay,
did
why?
You hear? She just called in and said it's a bill of $2,000.
It's a bill. Yeah, it's all her fault. Yeah. It's not his fault. She has a mouth. She knows how to use it, and she can instruct the dude to shut the door. You want to chit chat? Come on in, have a seat. Cup of coffee? But shut the door.
I miss you, fired up Trish. It's been a while since you weighed in on Jerker Justified.
Thank you, my friend.
I know. And I keep missing those darn concert tickets.
That's all right. Just stay tuned. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Is she Jerker Justified for asking for half?
Good morning. I think it's a jerk move. I mean, they're her dogs.
Yeah.
They're her dogs. She should have them under control.
Yeah.
If somebody comes to the door, she should have put them away so they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Okay.
See, boy, Chris, it's not looking good for you.
I sympathize with her, but I think it's a jerk move.
Dude, I'm hung up on porcupines and Swain. I didn't know we had porcupines around here.
I never heard of porcupines around here, so...
All right, man. Take it easy. Can you imagine? You have to put your dog under in order to get the porcupine quills out of its mouth. Oh, God. Hi, the Buzz. A final jerk or justified?
That's a big jerk there. You know you've got a dog that's going to bolt. I know I have a dog that's going to bolt. If somebody comes to my house and it's going to be a long conversation and you want to be polite, step out in the porch, close the door, case closed.
Yep, boom, bam.
And case is closed. Sorry, Chris.
The verdict is jerk.
Jerk.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.